Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Congratulations on getting through 9 to 5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. We are off a little bit early today because of the Royals doubleheader, but we're still giving you the hits. We're still giving you the 5 o'clock hour. So, special thanks to that. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we will give you another chance to win Aladdin tickets. It is going to be very simple. Let me tell you the rules of the game. BK, we have a clip from a Disney movie. We are going to play the Disney movie at the end of the hits. If you know the movie, be calling number 6 to 913-576-7610. If you know it, you win the Aladdin tickets. If you don't know it, then you don't win the Aladdin tickets.
How was the movie?
I really liked it yesterday. I really liked their remakes. I really liked Beauty and the Beast, and I loved Jungle Book. Like, Jungle Book was probably my favorite one that they remade so far. I liked Aladdin a little bit more than that. I can't wait for Lion King after seeing this Aladdin
I'll
movie.
Be impressed when they remake Little Mermaid and everybody's underwater. Yeah, they're doing Lion King, right? Or they did?
Yeah, they're doing it. It comes out in July. So Lion King's going to come out, and then Mulan is after that. So, I mean, believe me, Disney's going to keep making these Disney remakes. I mean, believe me.
Was Will Smith a good genie, by the way?
I thought he was fine. I mean, it's making Will Smith blue. Like, it's always going to be a little bit hokey. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way to make a human being look blue and it not look kind of weird.
He's especially, a genie, yeah.
Yeah, especially, I mean, he's a 50-year-old man. So, I mean, it's always going to look a little bit weird. But, I mean, they nailed all the big scenes. Like, they nailed the Prince Ali. They nailed that part. They nailed the whole new world scene. That was amazing. Like, it was actually a really good movie. I really enjoyed it. So, coming up in a little bit, we'll give you a chance to win Aladdin tickets. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive. BK, let's get it.
Okay, now, from the beginning.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Check it out.
The top stories of the day, every day at 5 o'clock. The hits.
Cue it up.
One.
Hits are brought to you by Broadway Deli, a mostly Jewish deli for a mostly not Jewish city, now open in the Crossroads and the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. It's the story of the day in the NFL, the story of the day here in Kansas City. The NFL officially announcing that KC will be getting the draft in 2023. Expected to be held around Union Station. Finalized plans have not been announced yet. Obviously, they've got plenty of time to do so over the next 4 years. C-Dot, I was thinking about this earlier. I'm curious about your perspective on it. Do you think this is the biggest sporting event that's, like, not Chiefs or Royals based that we've seen in Kansas City awarded to KC?
I mean, you can say ever. I mean, I was at the All-Star game. The All-Star game is great. The All-Star game, what, at most 40,000 people are there? 45,000 people are there? We agree there's going to be more than 45,000 people that come and attend the NFL draft. So, yeah, I mean, this is the biggest sporting event in my lifetime to come to Kansas City. I can't think of what's bigger. I understand, like, a game. So obviously, more people were at the AFC Championship game than at the All-Star game and those kind of things. I think we can agree those are different. I can't think of something that's been bigger in Kansas City as opposed to getting the NFL draft.
Yeah, it can't be bigger. I mean, they're not going to award Kansas City a Super Bowl, so getting the NFL draft is as big as it could possibly get. Kind of like the All-Star game. People love to come to these type of towns. These type of events fit perfect in Midwest cities. Like the big cities, LA, Chicago, New York, they always want to get you out of there. There's always so many other things to do. The draft comes to town, big deal. The draft comes to Kansas City, now that's a big deal. Yes, BK, it is the biggest deal. A lot of people don't know this, that Kansas City's hosted more Final Fours than any other city in the country, but that was like way back in the day. So yes, this is the biggest event to come to Kansas City that I can remember, and I'm really excited for it.
Two.
Second hit of the day. We did get some more news today. This one coming on Tyreek Hill. According to Ian Rappaport, Roger Goodell not going to make any decisions on Tyreek until the investigation is complete. Here's Ian Rappaport on NFL Network earlier today.
Goodell also saying they will be speaking to Tyreek Hill as soon as possible. But of course, these investigations, Judy, can take time. And, you know, there are people wanting the NFL to step in and do something. There are people wanting the Chiefs to step in and do something. it sounds, based on Roger Goodell's comments, that nothing is going to happen until Child Protective Services makes their ruling.
C-Dot, do you think anything's changed for you after hearing the way the NFL is going to handle the Tyreek case from here on out?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that it is in the NFL's best interest and the Chiefs' best interest that the child case wraps itself up sooner rather than later, and then we can find some kind of conclusion on what the suspension is going to be. I do not think that Tyreek Hill is going to be allowed to play, and I'm guessing that would probably be Kansas City's decision. He is not going to play while he is on while he is being investigated for child abuse. So maybe that investigation wraps itself up in June. Maybe that investigation doesn't wrap itself up until October. I don't think Tyreek Hill then plays in September, and then you have to wait for the NFL to come to its decision. So best case scenario, at least from a football perspective, is that the investigation wraps itself up sometime over the summer. Goodell gets the opportunity to talk to Tyreek Hill, and then you move on.
What's best for the Chiefs is obviously the sooner the better. What's best for the league is I don't think they really care at this point. They're going to let the legal course play itself out, and then they're going to end up punishing Tyreek Hill, whether it's 4 games, 6 games, 8 games, 10 games, the entire season, whatever it is. But I've moved on to the football side of things, where I think the wide receiver depth becomes a major issue if Tyreek Hill is out for a significant portion of time. We keep talking about the defense and the holes that they have at the linebacker position, at the cornerback position. Don't look now, but if Tyreek Hill's out for a significant portion of time, Sammy Watkins becomes your number one wide receiver, and everybody else has to move up. DeMarcus Robinson becomes your number two. So it's not something necessarily that we're talking about right now when it comes to a group of players and an issue, but if Tyreek Hill's out for a significant portion of time, wide receiver depth may become your biggest concern.
Three.
Final hit of the day is brought to you by Broadway Deli, a mostly Jewish deli for a mostly not Jewish city, now open in the Crossroads and the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. The Chiefs' overtime proposal is officially dead for now. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport says that the proposal on overtime that would force both teams to have a possession was not voted on. It does not have the support to go forward right now. It could come up again in the future. They could potentially look at this again next year. But as of today, it looks like this will not pass for 2019. C-Dot, are you surprised it didn't have more support?
No, I'm not surprised, because it was the sore loser rule. That's what it was. We would not have had any conversation this offseason about the overtime rules if everything was reversed. Let's say that the Chiefs had won the coin toss, and then they went down the field, and then they scored a touchdown, and then Tom Brady didn't get a chance. People like Sean Levine would not be saying, I mean, the rules aren't fair. I mean, you got to give the Patriots another chance to go down the field and score. No, you'd be celebrating the fact of the Patriots appear to be dead, and then that there is a new sheriff in town. So, no, it was always the sore loser, get a stop award. Other NFL teams didn't want to co-sign that baloney, and let's move on. And the NFL saying, well, let's see what happens next year, is them just hoping that this isn't an issue next year and that we can move on.
The Patriots would have brought the issue to the table if what you said happened would have actually happened. If the Patriots would have lost in overtime and gave Pat the ball, not gave Tom Brady an opportunity, trust me, the Patriots and Bill Belichick and Tom Brady and the like would be at the table fighting the same thing that the Chiefs are. But yes, they sound bitter. This is ultimate reaction. What do we talk about in sports? It's always better to be proactive and not reactive. The Chiefs were 1 year late with this rule. If they would have taken this to the table last year, maybe they would have an argument. I think what their fear is, C-Dot, going forward, and this is pretty irrational, that maybe in the next 3 or 4 or 5 years, the same thing's going to happen. They're going to find themselves in a tie game, in a playoff game, and they want to make sure that their offense and Patrick Mahomes is on the field. But that's ultimate reaction and not proactive.
And sometimes you can have the right message, but it be the wrong messenger. You know, that's what this is.
They sound bitter. They really do.
I don't have any problem with the overtime rule, but if they changed it to the rule that many of you want, I would not come on here and complain. Whatever. It's just go win the football game. I don't really care that much about debating the overtime rules with you. It's just the right message, wrong messenger.
It's like if the Saints went to the table complaining about pass interference. Now is not really the time.
I mean, they did. But when it comes to this, though, like the message is fairness in overtime to decide the Super Bowl. Okay, that's perfectly fine. It came as a direct result to you losing the game. The Saints, this was not their fight. The Saints had a chance to win in overtime. They won the coin toss. They just lost. This was not the Saints' fight. This was only the Chiefs' fight, and I think that other teams were unwilling to get on board because they know what your motivation's with, and sometimes it has to happen to you before you get behind the rule change of it. That this was just the right message, wrong messenger. The Chiefs couldn't have been the team to do this. Denver would have had to do this. Jacksonville would have been.
Any other team would have been cool doing this except for the Chiefs.
Yeah, but it could not be the Kansas City Chiefs, the team to make this rule. Coming up in a little bit, we'll get back into the NFL draft, but let's give you a chance to win tickets to see Aladdin. All right, this is the rules. I'm going to play a clip from a Disney movie.
All right.
Listen to the clip. When the clip is over, be calling number 6 to 913-576-7610. Tell Brandon Kylie what movie it is. If you're right, you win 2 passes to see Aladdin. It's that simple. Here's the clip.
Summer? Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know why, but I've always loved the idea of summer and sun and all things hot.
Really? I'm guessing you don't have much experience with heat.
Nope.
So be caller number 6 to 913-576-7610. If you know what movie that is, caller number 6, you win a pair of tickets to see Aladdin. We are giving Aladdin tickets away every day this week. So if you do not win today, you got a chance to win tomorrow and Friday. Good luck to you trying to win the passes to see Aladdin. So I wrote down some of the texts that people have been saying about this NFL draft thing because I do think it's curious. One person said, let the World Series parade go. Maybe I'm wrong, and I'm only 30 years old, so maybe there is some Kansas City history that I'm not privy to or I'm not aware of. What other event do we think is realistic to compare the NFL draft to than this one? Because if there is something else that I'm missing, we certainly can use it as a comparison. I'm not saying that the World Series parade is the perfect example for this, but we can agree there is no better comparison than this. You cannot use the AFC Championship game, which is a huge sporting event, but we agree that is inside Arrowhead Stadium, which certainly has the infrastructure to handle a football game. We see it happen every single year. It is certainly different than Game 7 of the World Series in Kauffman Stadium. Again, an infrastructure to hold a baseball game, that's a different thing. This is also not at Bartle Hall, where it is designed to build or to hold conventions. This is not inside Sprint Center, which is designed to handle events with 20,000 people in it. This is an outdoor, open-air event where it could rain, snow, sleet, hail. Give me the comparison that's better than the World Series parade. The reason I'm bringing it up, and I can't speak for anyone else and why they're potentially bringing it up, is I can't think of a better comparison of having that many people outside by Union Station other than the World Series parade.
You mentioned the weather. If the weather's bad, then they're screwed. In April in Kansas City, the weather could be bad. Even having it at Arrowhead Stadium, you're still going to be in trouble with that. Comparing it to the World Series parade, the numbers are just going to be so much different. That was upwards of 700,000, 800,000 people, as many people that are going to show out to the draft, because I think there's going to be a lot of local people. I think that it's going to be one of those events, kind of like the All-Star game, where if you don't have a ticket, man, you're missing out because it seems like everybody else in the city is going to be there. It's going to be one of those type events. The only thing, I guess, that I can compare it to CDOT, where they're actually having it, is Rockfest. Rockfest happens at the same area, kind of around Liberty Memorial at the World War I Museum.
They moved it, though. I mean,
they did move it, but that was it, what it would look like to have 40,000, 50,000 people in that area, and it works just fine. When you compare it to the parade,
we agree this is 8 times bigger than Rockfest.
But I think it's also 3 times smaller than the World Series parade. I mean, there's no way you're going to get 500,000 people to an NFL draft. It's going to be big. I don't know what the numbers were in Nashville, so maybe I should check that out before I talk, but I don't think you're going to get 500,000 people to the NFL draft in Kansas City.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're saying it was just people over time, over the 3 days, which I actually don't think that's a bad guess. Maybe the numbers are a little juiced up a little bit, but I would not be surprised to see 200,000, 300,000 people in and out of Kansas City over those 3 days of the NFL draft. I mean, it is big. You think about it, you got people from Denver who are coming in. Who knows who gets the number one overall pick? Maybe it's Dallas. That's an easy drive. We just don't know. I mean, it's 4 years from now. A lot can happen between now and then. Now I'm looking at some other comparisons. A lot of people are saying that it's unfair to compare it to the World Series parade because they had a few days to prepare for it.
That's not true, though. We all can agree, 2015, everybody knew coming into the season that the year was about the World Series. The previous year, they had gone to the World Series and were a game away from winning it. So I'm sure they had some plans going on at that point of what the World Series parade would look like. And they had the entire postseason in 2015 to be able to come up with plans. It's not 4 years, no, and that's what makes this very different than that. But it was, stop saying that it was a few days to come up with the plans. It's absurd.
I'm with you because someone along the process in 2015 should have looked at the baseball standings and thought, the rules are pretty good. Maybe we should at least have an idea of what a World Series parade would look like. And as BK said, they were one game away from having one in 2014. So those plans just didn't get thrown in the trash and start from the beginning. But I do think, though, and maybe I'm completely wrong, I don't think any of us knew what the World Series parade was going to be like until it actually happened. Like, I remember we had Mayor Sly James on the show, and he gave his estimate for how many people he thought it was going to be. And he was off by, like, 300,000 people. I think they planned for X amount. But there was no way for anybody to know how many actual people were going to attend the World Series parade. Where this is different. You have data from Nashville. You will have data from Las Vegas. I know it's different. You will have data from Cleveland. You will have now 7 years of information of the NFL draft in these other places to have a rough estimate of how many people it is going to be. And you are also going to have the ability of, well, what did we do wrong during the World Series parade? What did we do right during the World Series parade? How do we make that better now on this stage?
I would also say that 9 out of every 10 people at the World Series parade, now that's not hyperbole. I mean it. 90% of the people came from Kansas City.
I think that's
going to
be the same
or Missouri, with the NFL draft.
Yeah, I mean, maybe this is just conspiracy theory, and I'm an idiot with this, which I'm like an idiot with most
probably,
things.
Yeah.
I think the NFL really juices up the NFL draft. They were sitting there and they were showing it. And I kid you not, they were showing hardcore Miami Dolphins fans who have their face painted, excited about their first pick. I don't believe those people exist. I believe those are seat fillers. You know how they do it like award shows where they just have people like, I don't know if all those hardcore fans, I'm not saying people don't travel for the NFL draft. But let's see who gets the number one pick. Let's see how close it is. Let's see what cities, what markets are good. I'm just saying is it always seemed odd to me that every time a team had a pick, they perfectly had a section of 100 rabid Jacksonville Jaguars fans fired up about their first round pick. I think it's a little bit juiced up for television, which is fine. I think all of the numbers are juiced up. I think back at the World Series parade, 1 million people is a little bit juiced up. I think Nashville saying that they had 600,000 people there is a little bit juiced up. It's probably going to be 200,000 people over 3 days, and then everything's going to go fine. But everybody loves to say they got the biggest, greatest event ever thrown.
My point in bringing up that 9 out of 10 people were local is that a lot of the complaint about the parade was after the parade, was trying to get home, was the gridlock on the highways. And I don't think that the draft is going to have to deal with quite as much of that, because you're going to get some people from out of town. There's not going to be quite as many people. People are going to be staying at parades. Not everybody's like you, where they live 5 minutes away and they can walk there and it's really convenient.
I loved it.
It's almost like you don't understand why other people complain. I did find it interesting when BK brought up the parade.
No, that's really quick though. That's not it. I'm sorry to cut you off.
You're good.
It's not that I have any, I understand why people had a complaint with it.
It was easy on you.
I'm just saying is I can't speak to the complaining because my experience was so different than all of yours. Like, I could understand.
I peed in alley.
Like, I could understand if you lived in Olathe and then you came downtown and you didn't have the greatest experience. That's just not how my experience was. Like, I had a 12 in terms of the World Series parade. You might have had a 4 or 5. You got up at 6:30. You had to get your kids ready. They didn't have any school. You had to get down there and all that kind of stuff. My experience was just so different. So I just don't have the personal experience that many of you have when it comes to your day of World Series experience, because mine was just so different.
When BK was talking about it, I really did have to pee in an alley, and I almost had to use a porta potty for the first time in my life. I just used one last week for the first time. I can't believe I went 30-plus years, but that's another story for another day. I'm a bit surprised when BK brought up that the parade wasn't necessarily his finest hour or his favorite day in Kansas City. It was relatively split. There were a lot of people that said the same thing, that, yeah, I couldn't find a place to pee, the traffic sucked, I had no elbow room. But I would say the majority of people went, I'm willing to give up a day. And I think that it's going to be the same thing for the NFL draft. I'm willing to give up part of my day to go to something that might be a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
One thing I will say about the draft is I think the NFL has sent a very clear message of what they prioritize when they're picking the NFL draft. These two types of cities are the only ones that have hosted the draft. Either you handle parties really well, like Nashville. I don't think Nashville is a great NFL market. I don't think anyone would confuse Nashville to be a great NFL market. They don't have Patrick Mahomes. They don't have the new whiz kid quarterback the way that Kansas City does. But we agree that Nashville does parties about as well as any city in this country.
Smashville, baby.
Yeah, not named Las Vegas. Las Vegas is maybe the only one that unanimously we agree handles parties better than Nashville. So Nashville, if you're trying to have a celebration of your event and then you can do Nashville big the way the NFL can do Nashville big, it is a great place to do it, and Nashville looked great on television.
Yeah.
Or you are a city that loves the NFL. Dallas, we agree, is a city that loves the NFL. They've gotten the NFL draft. Philadelphia is a city that loves the NFL. They got the NFL draft. Chicago is a place that can handle the NFL, that has a passion for the league. They got it. Cleveland, we agree, has a passion for the NFL. They got it. I mean, the NFL, I think, firmly puts you in one of those two categories. You either are a great party city, which I love Kansas City. It's not in that category. Or you are a city that loves the NFL. They put you in that category. So I would say this is a badge of honor if you live in Kansas City by being rewarded this. Jacksonville is not getting it. I don't think Miami is going to get the NFL draft. I look at a place like Kansas City, I think that the NFL gave you a really big feather in your cap today with being awarded the NFL draft.
Well, you're not going to get the Super Bowl because they're not going to have the Super Bowl in February in Kansas City because that just doesn't make any sense. I think a lot of this, though, C-Dot, is the Patrick Mahomes effect, and I agree with you. Nobody's going to confuse Nashville as a great football city compared to Kansas City or Green Bay or places like that, but I think that the Patrick Mahomes effect is a real thing, and I also think that Kansas City has proven that they can do it. They've proven over time with the All-Star game, people come to town, they left here happy with the World Series parade. So I think that Kansas City has Patrick Mahomes, and they're the city that has proven that they've done it, and they're just kind of next in line.
Yeah, no, I mean, they absolutely are next in line, and it kind of got me thinking of, I think this is now the payment for the London game. If you remember back in 2014, 2015, whenever the Chiefs announced that they were only going to have 7 home games, a lot of people were upset, and I get it. A lot of people, Chiefs games are their favorite memories of the year. That you spend your whole year kind of paying for Chiefs tickets. You love the tailgate. You love the experience.
It is ridiculous that you would take away 1 of 8 home games on an NFL schedule.
And then the Chiefs took it away. The Chiefs gave it to London in that situation. I think this is the payment. Now, it came 7, 8 years later that you finally got it, but an extra Monday night football game was not going to do it. An extra Sunday night football game was not going to do it. That the only true payment was either going to be a Super Bowl, which, let's face it, Kansas City was not going to get, or hosting the NFL draft. I would say now you're even. So if I'm Roger Goodell, I look at Clark Hunt and say, hey, we're good. Hey, you took one for us. Dallas is not giving up home games to go to London or Mexico. I look at the Packers. They're not giving up home games. The Patriots are not giving up home games. Pittsburgh's not giving up home games. Some of our marquee pillar franchises are not willing to make the sacrifice that you are willing to make. We appreciate what you did for us. You gave up a home game so Jacksonville doesn't have to keep doing it every year and Buffalo doesn't have to do it. So let's reward you with a nice little stimulus package. Let's break you off $50 million for helping out. We appreciate what you did. This is now payment to me for them giving the London game up back in 2015.
Can you feel the excitement level, though, in town? I mean, even though the news is just hours old on the text line, I feel like, I don't know how excited you are about it, but I'm just as, if not more excited when I found out the All-Star game is coming to Kansas City, because I always just figured that the draft would go to a bigger city too far away, and I might never get a chance to actually experience it. I think there's a lot of people in Kansas City that are stoked that the NFL draft is coming to town.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking about it from the context, and you were kind of saying this earlier.
It's become a primetime event, man. It's not a game. It's not a World Series, not a Super Bowl, but it's a big event.
No, it is a big event. I was going to say that you brought up earlier about, about how other cities kind of shoo people away. I don't know necessarily if that's it. I don't live in those other cities. But I think the difference is if you live in Los Angeles, there is a major event all the time.
Sure.
If you live in New York, there is a major event all the time. If you live in Dallas, there are major events all the time. That if you live in Kansas City, major events just don't happen all the time. Like, there is an expectation if there is a major world event, if you live in Los Angeles, you're going to get it. Whether it's the Olympics, whether it's the World Cup, whether it's the Academy, whatever it is, there is an expectation that you will always be in line for those conversations. That's not even kind of the expectation in Kansas City. So the expectation to me is now, man, we can compete for these really big sporting events. We can compete for the MLB All-Star game. We can compete for the NFL draft. That has to be the expectation, since there are some events you would never simply get because of your city cachet.
You should feel that way, because the other cities that have gotten the draft in the past are all top 15 media markets. You're talking about Chicago, New York, Philly, Dallas, Las Vegas. I know Cleveland's going to get it, but this is a big feather in the cap of Kansas City. And as you mentioned, I don't think it's just the draft in a vacuum. I think if Kansas City shows out and there's 500,000 people or 250,000 people, and there's not a bunch of fighting and a bunch of arrest, and it goes as well as it did in Nashville, it's going to be huge for Kansas City going forward, getting more events like the World Cup.
Now, I don't know how the World Cup planning goes, and maybe I should know, but let's be honest, it's soccer, so I ain't really keeping up with it.
You're
no much.
Expert on soccer.
No, man. I'm not even a little bit.
That's not on you. They still count up on their clock, and they take a man down. Like, I mean, can you imagine the shortstop just, sorry, you're not playing anymore.
Whenever it comes to the World Cup, you better handle the draft perfect.
Yeah.
You better handle the draft perfect. You want the World Cup. I don't know if the Olympics is bigger, which one, we agree. One of the two biggest sporting events in the world between the World Cup and the Olympics.
Yeah.
If you want to be in that category for the World Cup, which we agree which is a major thing, that's what the Rose Bowl is getting. That's what MetLife Stadium is getting. If you want to be in that conversation, you better absolutely knock the NFL draft out of the park. If you want to be in the conversation about the biggest event in the world, you better handle the 17th biggest event in the world, which is the NFL draft. Now, I have no doubt if Kansas City is going to do that or not, but you better put on this big stage, because you're going to have 12 million people watching. You're going to have 100,000 people, 150,000 people coming into your city. You better knock out the NFL draft.
I don't see it, and I know BK can step in on this, because I don't see any way that they can fail with the NFL draft, but BK says it's not that simple.
No, I mean, I'm worried about the fact that this is something that we saw with the, I mean, it goes back to the World Series parade. Like, they've got 4 years to make it right. I hope that they get it right. I'm rooting for them to get it right, but there are legitimate concerns based on the location where they're expected to have it, the way that for a lot of people that day went with the World Series parade and what it could ultimately be in 2023 when the draft's here.
Do you think Arrowhead would have been a better place to hold it? Like, looking back on it, it looks like the decision's already been made, so it's going to be at the World War I Museum down there by Liberty Memorial outside of Union Station. But doesn't it feel like, because if you're worried about the infrastructure, if you're worried about the track, if it, traffic, the bathrooms, the elbow space, wouldn't it have made a lot more sense? And the parking, wouldn't that have made a lot more sense just to have it at Arrowhead Stadium?
I would say visually, no. Structurally, yes. I mean, you got to think. I mean, the Nashville shot of them doing the overhead.
It's awesome.
And then you see the shot of it. What's the shot look like if it's at Arrowhead? It looks like every football game we've ever seen before. So I'm saying is from a visual perspective, which I think matters for the NFL draft, like if you're going to move the draft around, you want the visual of we are in the city. Look at what we've done here. Look at the production that we put on. I don't know if you can do anything close to that if you have it at Arrowhead Stadium.
I think it's the perfect city for the draft, and I think they're going to show out. I don't know any more than you do. I expect there to be maybe upwards of 500,000 people there, but I think that Kansas City is the type of city that loves to show themselves off. As you mentioned, a city like Los Angeles, man, there's so many other things to do, so many award shows, so many other teams, so many other events. In Kansas City, this isn't just something that they're going to be talking about a couple of months leading up to the draft. As soon as 2023 comes around, this is going to be the big story in Kansas City.
I will say this, BK. I'm very happy to know that you are the negative one on this topic and not me today.
Or
like,
me.
I kind of feel like we maybe had to draw straws today and you got the short end of the stick, but I'm optimistic about the draft.
We'll talk Sammy Watkins tomorrow, and I'll talk plenty of smack. Don't worry about that.
I think Kansas City is going to do a really good job with the draft, and I'm shocked that you came in as the negative one today. Tomorrow, it'll be back. The whole energy will be different. I'll be back to being the negative person. Someone had to be negative on the draft today. I'm just happy it wasn't me.
How's your arm feeling, by the way? If you missed it earlier, C-Dot yesterday said he could throw a football 50 yards in the air, although he said he could throw an NFL football 50 yards in the air.
Why do you keep accurately? That's not
okay,
what
okay,
I said.
Okay.
I don't
he
know
said,
why you keep.
Okay.
I mean, you make it seem like we don't have audio.
I don't think that's hyperbole. He says he thinks he can throw the ball 100 yards, C-Dot. I think he can. I'm curious, how far do you think you could throw an NFL football?
Probably 45, 50 yards, probably.
Okay, so you couldn't throw an NFL football 45 or 50
yards. And I threw it 43 yards.
It was an arena football. There's a huge difference between an arena football. If you would have done that with one of those old Vortex footballs and thrown it 75 yards, I'm not impressed. You said you could do it with an NFL football.
We can go and I'll
we're going to do it again.
I'll happily try again.
I'm down to do it again.
I'll happily go out there and try again if you want me to continue to keep throwing footballs for you as entertainment.
I do. I would have taken the unders on like 36 yards. So congratulations to you, even if it was an arena football.
I mean, it's almost like I know my own physical ability. You know what I mean?
Why did we have an arena football just laying around anyway? Who has an arena football in the back of
the car?
I
think Bink had one of those KC Phantoms footballs.
That is what it was.
Which, I mean, the arena football was like a little bit smaller. Like, you're making it sound like it was the difference between a men's basketball and a women's basketball.
It was. That's exactly the difference.
Check out the podcast page, 610sports.com, also available on iTunes. Do us a favor and download the radio.com app. Royals and Cardinals up next. Thanks so much for listening. It is The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.